This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm Scott Hollinger, and with me today, once again, is Dr. Rick Sessoms. We often see portrayals of men as tough guys, able to handle the pain or go it alone. The men we see in the movies are often not in touch with their emotions because they either don't have them or don't need them. And I think most of us are familiar with that portrayal. But I think we can also understand that this is just not true. Today, we're going to continue our series on the need for deep personal relationships among men. Our last time together, we looked at the biblical basis for this need for intimacy among men. And Rick, I think there's no question that many men lack close friendships with other men. But, you know, the question that I've had as we talked the last time was, how did this breakdown occur? What are the reasons? What goes on behind that?
Well, again, as I said in the last session, I'm not a clinician per se. Mm-hmm. What I'm sharing today is a result of a lot of personal observation as a pastor and working with a lot of men. I think there are several reasons that I've observed why men tend to lack intimacy, why I tended to lack intimacy during the years gone by.
Yeah.
The first reason that we aren't intimate, it seems to me, is that we have a primal fear of failure. Counselors that I've read tell us that the predominant fear that women have is the fear of being uncared for, the fear of being abandoned, the fear of losing security and safety. But the cardinal fear for men is this fear of failure. And I struggle, why is that? And it seems that from earliest childhood, we're taught to be functioners. And we're taught to be strong. We're trained to be winners, particularly, I think, in Western society.
Right.
And when functioning is the key to a man's value, it necessitates that each of us becomes an island unto himself. For to function, to be strong, to be brave means that I can't possibly tell you how I'm really getting on. And I think we learn this early on. Mm-hmm. I think one of your examples from another program was, as a little boy, when I fell off my bike, for example, and skinned my knee, I wanted to be a man. But I remember to this day, when I fell off, my grandfather was standing there, and he said, "Don't cry, boy, be a man."
Yeah.
And of course, I wanted to be a man in front of my grandpa. So I learned not to show my emotions, at least not in public. And then I remember I was playing Little League Baseball, and our team was losing 3-2. And I was the last batter, and I struck out.
Right.
In three straight pitches, I might add. And I wanted to cry, and I was told by the coach, "Keep your head up. Never admit that you've been beaten." By the way, the coach was my father. Well, after those childhood years, then come the teen years,
mm-hmm.
and a girl turns her back on you, or you lose out in a sports competition or get cut from the team, but you never let anybody know you're hurt.
Right.
And so we boys grew to be men with subtle messages along the way, which told us that a successful man always, always operates from strength. So we're taught to be functioners. And I think failure is the greatest sin that a man can commit. And that really hinders intimacy. But here's what happens, I think, when we get older. One psychologist, I think it was Carl Jung, theologian, psychologist, said that about 40 years old, a man changes.
Mm.
And I notice this in me. He changes from being a functioner to having a greater desire for intimacy. But guess what? About the same time, the woman is, if it happens to be the wife, is changing from being intimate to having a need to be a functioner. And if that intimate relationship, see, has not been developed when these changes take place, a man right. and a wife can become like two ships passing in the night. It leads to a lot of affairs and failed marriages. Another reason that intimacy is difficult among men, I think, is because no one was intimate with us in our early years. I think if a poll was taken among the men who are listening to this program, the statistics report at least that half of us would probably say, when I was a boy, my father found it impossible to affirm me or find anything good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your experience was, Scott, but I find that among a lot of men.
My experience really was that, and I think I was blessed in this sense, my father did affirm me. And
fantastic.
I think a lot of it dealt with the fact that his father really didn't know how to affirm him.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was born late in his parents' lives. I can remember my dad hugging me, kissing me goodnight, playing catch with me, shooting basketball, even though he hated basketball. He'd be out there shooting basketball, mm-hmm. trying to teach me how to fish, and I hated fishing. Yeah. And today I have a son who loves to fish.
Yeah. So. Well, that's a great example of the fact that you can break this generational cycle
mm-hmm.
the way that your father broke it from his past and passed on a blessing to his son.
Right.
Fantastic. But some of us, you know, would say that I can never remember a time growing up
yeah.
when my father ever reached out and touched me
yeah.
And showed physical affection to me. And I suppose the saddest of all is that some men might say that are listening, I never saw my parents express any kind of affection toward one another. Well, some of these same men that we're talking about will also say that through their teen years that they never had anybody share any intimacy with them. And so the result is that growing up with no point of intimacy to the eye, to the ear, to the touch,
mm-hmm.
When a boy is growing into a young man, has been robbed of those things, it can become a struggle that will last pretty much the remainder of his life.
Yeah.
There's a third reason. We've talked about this primal fear of failure. We've also talked about the fact that in our young years, there was no one to be intimate with us.
Right.
The third reason that I've noticed this difficulty exists among men is that sometime during childhood or adolescence, when a lot of men begin to really begin to trust somebody, they get hurt very
right.
deeply.
Right.
And there's all kinds of traumatic experiences that people go through. I remember one guy in his 50s that I was talking to after I had spoken one time, and he said that all my adult life I've had a hard time with intimacy because, he said, my dad, when I was 11 years old, he robbed me. He said he killed himself, and I've never been able to trust another man since then.
Yeah.
So when these kind of things happen, when a man is developing, when they take place in the male psyche, there's an intimacy deficit.
Right.
And the consequences are not very pretty. They can last a lifetime, and they can have all kinds of dire consequences in our experience as we go forward in our journey in life.
Rick, as we continue to look at this, one question that has popped in my mind is, are we talking to all men, married and single, or is this primarily applying to single guys?
Well, I think we're talking to all men.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that every healthy man needs intimacy with a male friend mm-hmm. to begin with.
Okay.
I want to say something here that I hope our listeners don't take wrongly. Men in our society, I think, tend to be in deep bondage in two ways. One I mentioned is the bondage of loneliness.
Right.
And so the need for a friend. But the second is crucial. It's the bondage of not ever experiencing both the receiving and the giving of healthy male affection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for all men. I was in Johannesburg, South Africa, a couple of years ago when their national rugby finals were being aired, and the whole country stopped for this event, and it was on two major channels. I was watching this match on television, and rugby is a brutal sport. That I know. I've never played it. I don't know whether rugby players are tough, but for 2 hours or more on that field, it was like war.
Mm-hmm.
Pretoria won the match 4-1. But what was interesting is when the final whistle blew. When that final whistle blew, do you know what those winners did? The players from Pretoria in the middle of the field with bloody noses and ears that were half ripped off and missing teeth and all that, they piled on top of each other. They wanted to touch. They were hugging. They The whole world is watching, and they don't care. They want to touch each other. These are big, strong men. Now, why is that? I think that God meant us to be that way. And the world system and our enemy has denied us this privilege and has locked us into our male fortresses so that we're afraid in our approaches to each other, to let each other know that we're going through a tough time, that we need the encouragement of one another, that we need the handshake, that we need the embrace, that we need the kind word. We need someone with whom we can weep out our frustrations and live our lives. So I think all men need these kinds of relationships. Now, I might also say just in closing that married people need opportunity for intimacy with their spouses as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a very special intimacy, the one that was specifically addressed in Genesis chapter 2. Often, though, intimacy with our spouses gets sacrificed on the altar of our work, even on the altar of our ministries. Perhaps some of us would do well to go back to the drawing board and discover ways again to sit with our wives and talk about the deepest things in our hearts, what it means to be afraid, to talk about our dreams, to talk about her dreams, how it hurts to fail, how it feels to be humiliated, to light the fire of intimacy again.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.